This is Gabriel San Roman, your subversive historian. Back in the day on April 30th, 1894, Ohio populist Jacob Coxey arrived to Washington, D.C. with 500 unemployed workers. The assembled industrial army planned to march on the nation's capital in response to the economic difficulties brought on by the Great Panic of 1893. As the nation was facing its worst downturn at the time, Coxey's idea for the demonstration began with 100 men in Ohio. Hundreds more would join and sympathize with the march as it made its trek towards Washington, D.C. through Pennsylvania. The populace decried federal inaction in the face of hardships and proposed many solutions similar to those that would be enacted decades later under the New Deal. Coxey argued that people could be back on the job, improving the nation's roads and building public works if the government financed such projects through bonds. But before he could deliver that rousing speech on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, Coxey was instead arrested for merely stepping on its lawn. For uprising, this is your truth professor saying it's no mystery why they conceal our people's history. No more lies.